February 17, the last watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at cock-crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Mark 13:35-36. A company was presented before me. Their eyes were directed heavenward, and the words of their master were upon their lips. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. The Lord intimates a delay before the morning finally dawns, but he would not have them give way to weariness nor relax their earnest watchfulness, because the morning does not open upon them as soon as they expected. I saw that it was impossible to have the affections and interests engrossed in worldly cares, to be increasing earthly possessions, and yet be in a waiting, watching position as our Savior has commanded. Said the angel, they can secure but one world. In order to acquire the heavenly treasure, they must sacrifice the earthly. They cannot have both worlds. I saw that watch after watch was in the past. Because of this, should there be a lack of vigilance? Oh, no, there is greater necessity of unceasing watchfulness. For now the moments are fewer than before the passing of the first watch. If we watched with unabated vigilance then, how much more need of double watchfulness in the second watch? The passing of the second watch has brought us to the third, and now it is inexcusable to abate our watchfulness. The third watch calls for threefold earnestness. To become impatient now would be to lose all our earnest, persevering watching heretofore. The long night of gloom is trying, but the morning is deferred in mercy, because if the Master should come, so many would be found unready. God's unwillingness to have his people perish has been the reason for so long delay. The difference between those who love the world and those who love Christ is so plain as to be unmistakable. While worldlings are all earnestness and ambition to secure earthly treasure, God's people are not conformed to the world, but show by their earnest, watching, waiting position that they are transformed, that their home is not in this world, but that they are seeking a better country, even a heavenly.